is at the Biltmore Cabaret. It's all sold out. An Intimate New Year's at Lotus. Nordic Tracks New Year's at Open Studio. Calabi's New Year at Jay's Lounge. My very good friend Frank, who does Rumbletone Radio Agogo and Covered with Cheese, has an event at the Purple Crab. It should be an amazing time, so head out down there. I still think there are tickets available to that one. The Astoria's Social Club New Year's is sold out already, as is Sin City Fetish New Year's at Club 23. For all of you out there, Happy New Year. I hope the 2010 brings you many rewards and not too much grief from that big event that's happening in early February to the end of March in Vancouver, 2010. All right. So this is Tracy Fuller bidding you an excellent evening and a wonderful, wonderful New Year's on this December 30th, 2009. Have a good night.
Stewie, hey.
Hey there. So it's been 24 hours. Got my money?
Oh, you know what? Just give me till next Friday. I'll have it for you.
Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn I said have it today.
Yeah, I don't have it. Sorry.
Oh, well, all right then. That's good, OJ.
Ah! Ah!
Yeah, that hurt.
Ah!
That hurt.
What the hell?
Yeah,
it feels so good.
Thank you to all the donors who pledged their financial support during the CITR on-air fund drive. Oh, we are moved by your generosity, and thank you for enabling us to purchase new equipment and improve our programming. Do remember to stop by the station, pay your pledges, and pick up your prizes. We look forward to meeting you anytime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Thank you again for your amazing response. Listen to our happy voices on the air, happier after we purchase new equipment for our studios. Thanks again.
You got till 5 o'clock. You hear me? You got till 5 o'clock.
You freaking psychopath!
Clean yourself up.
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date. Dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
The Pendulum Restaurant, your source for fresh dishes made in-house. The Pendulum boasts a large selection of vegan dishes, a comfortable atmosphere, and tasty breakfasts. On sunny days, you can also enjoy the licensed patio. Conveniently located next to the pit, the Pendulum is open 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. Hey, as far as I'm so bad, my turn's a
bird. She tries her tongue. Her silence softly breaks by Marlene Norbisse Philip. All things are altered, nothing is destroyed. Ovid, The Metamorphoses, translation by Dryden. The me and mine of parents, the we and us of brother and sister, the tribe of belonging, small and separate when gone. On these exact places of exacted grief, I placed mint fresh grief coins, sealed the eyes with certain and final. In such an equation of loss, tears became a quantity of minus. With the fate of a slingshot stone loosed from the catapult prong, double with history, and time on a trajectory of hurl and fling to a state active with without and unknown, I came upon a future biblical with anticipation. Good evening. You're listening to Audio Text on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is JC Peters. Just had a little bit of Billie Holiday and some Marlene Norbisse Philip to start off the show, which I'll talk a little bit more about a little later on in today's episode of Audio Text. It's December 16th, I think. Christmas time, Hanukkah time, Kwanzaa time, whatever it is for you. Stressful time for most of us, many of us, anxious time. The holidays are awesome, I guess, but they can also be a pretty hard time as well. So what a great time to listen to poetry and feel angsty about the world in its various ways. So today I'm going to do something that has nothing to do with the holidays whatsoever. So what we're going to do is, recently I was performing at the Battered Women Support Services Poetry Night on Commercial Drive at my sister's closet. And there were a bunch of poets who came and just shared their thoughts and their poetry on ideas of violence against women in order to raise awareness and get some support for the Battered Women Support Services Collective. So I'm going to be playing some of that today, and I just want to warn you guys a little bit. There might be some pretty intense stuff happening. So if you have little ones listening, maybe just listen to the show first and then see if you want to share it with them and talk to them about it or not. I mean, it's all in the spirit of kind of raising awareness and thinking about what these things really mean. But there is some pretty disturbing stuff that went down at this event. I found it personally quite a difficult thing to kind of face and think a lot about and talk about, which is so important to be able to look at that kind of stuff and raise awareness for what's going on. And that's partly as well why I was reading Marlene Philip at the beginning of the show and why I will return back to her. Of course, she's female, but the title of this section of poetry that I'm reading from is called She Tries Her Tongue, Her Silence Softly Breaks. And it's not necessarily about violence against women, but it is about being able to find your voice, your mother tongue, and of course there's femininity involved in that, and I'll get back to that a little bit later in the show. But before we do move on to all of that stuff, just a few listings. It is the holiday season, so there's not a hell of a lot going on in the city, but you can always check up on these things as well at vancouverpoetryhouse.com or the straight.com arts listings are also really good for finding spoken word events around the city. But that being said, today, Wednesday, December 17th, there's a couple things happening at Café Montmartre tonight. Anvil Press is presenting the launch of Frenzy by Catherine Owen, including performances by folk musician Chica Marston, novelist Dennis E. Bolin, and electronic music composer Saressa Gardner. There's more information about that at info@anvilpress.com, and that's at 4362 Main Street. It's a free event, and then if you want to just stick around, there's another Writers in the Round at Café Montmartre afterwards, which is an open mic and readings that happen once a month, hosted by Kate Polsky. Tomorrow is Thursday, December 17th. If you heard the show last week, Robert Watt was playing some music for us, and he's going to be performing tomorrow night, December 17th, at the Railway Club. Friday, December 18th, there is going to be another Christiane's Lyceum. It's every other Friday, I believe, and it's just an open mic. It's nice and cozy around Kitsilano, so that there's a lot of stuff happening in East Van, but it's nice to know when there's stuff going on in the west end of the city as well. So that's Alma and 8th. It's $6 cover. There's some food and some drinks and stuff like that, and some friends, and just some nice nice poetry, music, whatever you want to share. It's apparently a really nice, cozy event, so a good one to check out this Friday for sure. Happening on Monday, there's another poetry slam, of course. Ryler Dustin is this week's feature. And there's also a Twisted Poets Literary Salon at Bump and Grind, just up the street at Commercial and Venables. So a couple of things going on in the city if you're not too wrapped up in your holiday parties and, you know, doing yoga, which is my way of dealing with the holidays, is by doing yoga. So all that being said, let's move on to a little bit of poetry. And I am going to break with my usual tradition just a little bit today. Sometimes I like to indulge myself and play my own poetry. But I was at this Battered Women Support Services event, so I'm going to play one of my pieces from there and hope that you enjoy it and forgive me for tooting my own horn, as it were. Enjoy. When I was asked to do this, I thought, oh yeah, I have a couple of poems on women's issues, I guess. Then I looked at my poetry and I actually had a lot about this kind of thing. I was surprised, you know, but there it was. And I wanted to say a couple of things, if you don't mind, about what I've been thinking about in terms of violence against women that I've just been thinking about this week. I wrote it down so that I don't blab on and on forever. But I was just thinking about that this idea of violence against women, you know, that can mean a lot of different things. And there are these words that we use, like victim and abuse and batter and rape, and they all sound so dramatic, you know. You think, well, if I was being battered, I would know, right? But it doesn't always work like that. And So sometimes the ways in which there is violence against women are really insidious and quite silent. There's emotional abuse and manipulation, and even just the threat of physical violence is a form of that as well. And I know that these, of course, can be used against men too. I'm not saying that it's just women that suffer from these things, but there's a reason that we're talking about women today specifically. And I was actually, talking with some friends. I was on a date a while ago with this guy, and he said to me, "Well, you know, I was raised by women, so I treat women really well." And I was like, why would you feel the need to say that, first of all? And then I thought about it later, and I thought, what if I had said to him, you know, I was raised by men, so I treat men really well? Like, that would never happen, you know what I mean? Because women don't, in this society, have the power to choose to treat a man well, you know what I mean? And it kind of surprised me when I was thinking about it from the other way. And I don't think that this is men's fault. I want to be clear about that. And I don't think that it's women's fault, but I think that we just live in a society where women are being objectified all the time and understood as sexual objects all the time, and they're expected to be sexually available all the time. And that's violence against women, you know? So it's not what men are doing to women. It's not what women are doing to women. Or when they're doing to men, it's the magazines that we read and the billboards that are out there and everything that our society is constantly perpetuating. So it ends up that, you know, sweet and kind men can be violent against women too and not mean it, you know, but it's just something that we all grow up with. So it's a problem of the woman in me and the man in you, not the human beings between us, you know. This one is for Rihanna, the pop star who was beat up by her boyfriend, and she was given a lot of flack for going back to him, and then eventually did leave and broke her silence recently and stuff. And I remember when I was younger, and I used to think that if I was ever in a relationship with a man who hit me, I would immediately walk out the door. And I would like to think that that would still be true. But I understand the situation in such a different way now, and I think that it's so much more complicated than that, and I can totally see all of the reasons that come around with being in love with someone who hurts you, and you know they don't mean to, and like it just becomes this really complicated thing, you know? So with Rihanna, I mean, it's so important that she did eventually leave this guy and everything. She's a role model, and it's really important for herself as a person and as a pop star and all that kind of stuff, but that's not a simple decision for her, and people were coming down on her pretty hard and stuff, and I think that a lot of people who've been in this situation know what that feels like, you know, so this poem is for Rihanna. It's called Bruises. I've been looking over old poems. Letters I wrote to myself, reminders, notes, lovesick scratches in wood panels and paint-chipped walls about you and about you and about you. These letters have a certain vocabulary, a limited one couched in anatomy and the knives in my mouth. Skin, cage, blood, bruise, bruised, bruises. I've noticed that my skin smoothed out. I seem to be tanning in November rains, and crying is flushing greens and blues back into my eyes. Despite the heartbreak, I am told I am glowing. I sleep full nights and have long, vivid dreams, sometimes about you, leaving me at the altar or walking in as I am trying to get off the ground, wading in knee-deep oceans, looking for my childhood home. Sometimes I dream about flying, and sometimes about women, not about you at all, women's bodies and my own, and I'd rather stay in those dreams, tasting the soft curves of femininity, than return to a world that includes you. I wonder if folks who get out of jail ever miss it. The colors of their cell walls, the other prisoners that hate them but maybe understand them too. The guards' weapons thick with teeth sinking into the same muscles every time they talk back. I wonder if ex-cons ever run their hands along their skin where memories of old violence so suddenly swelled up with color, unpredictable patterns of black and blue, feeling them smooth now, unblemished, free of the mark of the tender hatred of the men with keys, clubs, and a solid bite. Like pondering wistfully over that time when I had swine flu. Thick with fever, aching everywhere. Sure, I was laid up, but I got to spend so much time in bed. Maybe it's like that with you. And it is sick, I know, that I do miss the bruises. Every time one faded, there would be another in its place, and I would watch the skin healing and wonder if my heart was doing the same. I miss these little flags to the violence of our passion, the sacrifice of the night to the dawn, and stealing home, avoiding the looks of my neighbors, seeking coffee first, then painfully pulling on socks over raw skin in the morning. My flawless skin is lying to the world about my heart, I think. Now when I find your underwear in my laundry basket, see ghosts in cafe windows and or hear your name in late afternoon crowds, my stomach lurches, the illness threatening to bed me again, the fever dreams of your body, lumbering, drunk, late at night, the queasy shivers of your hand on her thigh, this prick in my spine of you calling me that name. It smells good out here in the healthy air of without you, but I must miss you like an ex-con Mrs. Jail.
If you like having fun and winning cool prizes, then you gotta check out the Sustainability Television 2009 Youth Media Contest.
Sustainability Television and the Sierra Club of BC want your creative, fun, and inspiring poems and essays with pictures or videos describing what you're doing to make your community more sustainable.
There are tons of totally rad prizes to be won. In addition to cash prizes, sponsor prizes include a $10,000 25-day river excursion, a recycled PC laptop, passes to Y Yoga and Sempre Viva Yoga, organic grocery delivery from Spud, as well as visits for you and a friend to Whistler's Zip Trek Eco Tours, and much, much more.
The contest runs until January 9th, 2010, but the sooner you enter, the more likely you are to win. Check out sustainabilitytelevision.com for full details. And tell us what you're doing.
Brittany! Hit me, baby, one more time. Xtina! What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free. Mariah! CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
D'Amanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate.
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
All right, so that's plenty of my voice for today. Let's hear some of Lisa Slater's. This poem does have a bit of a PG rating on it, but she explains really eloquently, I think, why it's so important to read poetry like this more often at things like the Slam. So this is Lisa Slater.
So, as I mentioned at the beginning, I'm not sure if all of you were here, I write a lot of erotica. And I used to run an erotica show when I lived in Ottawa, and we do an annual one at the Vancouver Poetry Slam, and that I host. And it's a lot of fun, but the thing for me that's really important about writing erotica and reading erotica out loud is that I think some of what permits sexual violence to happen so much in our society is that people have so much shame about talking about sex. And it's the idea that that conversations about sex need to be silenced that I think makes it, it's so insidious that because we don't want to talk about sex at all or our bodies or consent or desire or any of that, it becomes really easy to feel really silenced when sexual violation happens. So, this is a sex poem. This is one of the things that my mom would probably say was special if I ever let her hear it. So, things to do after having your parents stay at your one-bedroom apartment for a week. Had that happen to another time. And I don't know what you all, but I am not a quiet person ever doing anything. Like, I can't even, like, sweep the floor quietly, so we can imagine how that goes when my parents are staying there. Okay. Take off all your clothes in the living room. Do not fold them, do not put them away. Leave your sweater hanging over the back of the desk chair and your underwear in a moose pile on the floor. Pull your dress over your head and toss it at him. Sashay in the general direction of his cock, watch his eyes get big as you straddle his thighs, kiss him softly, deceptively. Plunge your fingers deep into your own wetness, gasp against his neck, then let your fingertips glide across his foreskin. Do not go quietly. Feel the guttural moan at the back of your throat and do not choke it down. Do not bite your arm. Come hard and loud the first time. Open your body unrelentingly. Make your hands and mouth and pussy wandering amnesiacs. Forget everything except skin and sweat, and then remember what you look like reflected in the white of his eyes as his pupils dilate, roll back as your tongue flickers at the base of his balls. Exquisite. When you slide the dildo into his ass, bury your face in the smell of his sex. Press your tongue firm and wet against him. I'm so glad Paul's not here. Remember what it sounds like when he is overcome, overcome him. Let him fuck you only exactly when you cannot breathe for another instant without his cock inside you. Give your body over to him. Push past pleasure. Find ecstasy in the way he fills your ass with his fingers. Do not call out for God. Call out for him instead. Bring him ever closer into you until you can feel him against your second center. Come a second time. Feel the sweat dripping down his body as he fucks you, your hips bucking until you can hear the orgasm erupting from his mouth. Feel his cock arch inside you. Do not stop rocking against him until he collapses wet against your back. When you are done, kiss him. Wash the sex toys. Stack him in the dish rack with the wine glasses and leave them to dry.
And since it's so important to remember that violence against women isn't necessarily a women's only issue, men are really important within it too. We had a couple of men at this event, which was really awesome, and Scruffmouth, also known as Kavan, a friend of mine, also wrote something for it, and he shared a bit of poetry, so I want to make sure we get some male voices on the show in support of in support against violence against women. So this is Scruffmouth.
I have a friend named Claire, and she told me something that I found interesting and inspired me to write a poem. We've probably all heard that saying, you know, when a man is like, women can't live with them, can't live without them. I think there's some truth to that saying. Julie mentioned the kind of the society that we live in. You might call it a patriarchal society. I think sometimes if you adopt certain attitudes of the society, you might think of yourself in a position which really doesn't really have a foundation, because man comes from woman, right? But it's not the other way around, right? Woman doesn't come from man. I have another friend named Ben who is fond of saying how the I have a book in my bag by Debbie Young, and she writes woman as womb man. And my friend Ben is fond of reminding anyone who would care to listen that the word man comes from the same root as mind. So the womb man really has two minds. She has, you know, the womb or the portal as well as the mind. Whereas man is just left with the mind. So Claire told me one time, she said, you know, if you guys don't come correct, you know, we're just going to move on without you, because women can reproduce without a man. So I'm good. So I came up with this. Brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, fathers, this is for the mothers of necessity inventors. Her story has always been, man is of her womb, so she can be without he. But let's hope that doesn't happen. Let's hope like Obama drama on Inauguration Day. Let's hope like the preacher prays. And the good book says there was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But what doesn't make sense to me is how you make babies with a ghoulish host. A man and a woman had a little baby. There were three in the family, and that's the magic number. But if you read the basic instructions before leaving Earth, as written by the conquerors, you'll see the man, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit, Man, I ain't trying to hear it.
And a little bit from a poet that I had never seen before, named Cynthia.
Okay. This poem I wrote in honor of the missing and murdered women of the downtown east side. It was specifically inspired by the loss of Felisa Arlene Francis a few
Want to know what's going on around town? LiveMusicVancouver.com is the Lower Mainland's comprehensive source for live music listings. We've got more than 350 shows listed at any time, and our listings are updated continuously by hundreds of the very people who put on the shows you love. Artist information and MP3s are accessible right from the listings, as are maps and calendars for virtually every venue in the city. All this and tons more totally free at LiveMusicVancouver.com.
Morning.
Good day to you, sir. Hey, wait a minute, what the hell?
Stewie, hey.
Hey there. So, it's been 24 hours. Got my money?
Oh, you know what, just give me till next Friday. I'll have it for you.
Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn I said have it today.
Yeah, I don't have it, sorry.
Oh, well, all right then. That's good, OJ. Yeah, that hurt. That hurt.
What the hell?
Yeah, it feels so good.
Thank you to all the donors who pledged their financial support during the CITR on-air fund drive. We are moved by your generosity, and thank you for enabling us to purchase new equipment and improve our programming. Do remember to stop by the station, pay your pledges, and pick up your prizes. We look forward to meeting you anytime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Thank you again for your amazing response. Listen to our happy voices on the air, happier after we purchase new equipment for our studios. Thanks again.
You got till 5 o'clock, you hear me? You got till 5 o'clock!
You freaking psychopath!
Clean yourself up.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Sunday, Monday, Sunday! Thursday night only! Thunderbird Radio Hell!
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is it the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
Listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike. We'll be with you here for the next 1.5 hours, bringing you the best of new and not so new independent Canadian music from coast to coast. Sort of a best of show of sorts, sort of slapped together some CDs that I really like this year. You can look forward to music from the likes of Shark 2, D2, Apollo Ghost, Classified, Plex, Meat Draw, the SSRIs, Precious Fathers, the Kidnap Kids, Apollo Ghost, You Say Party, We Say Die, Said the Whale, Obijou, and Young Galaxy, amongst others. But we're going to be starting off today's program with something to get you in the party mood since we're a couple of days from New Year's Eve. The Canadian Way is proud to debut a brand new release from the East Vamps, featuring one Jerry Jen Wilson, formerly of JP5, on guitar and lead vocals, and Mistress Jen on keyboards. They have teamed up together, and the result is this CD right here called Drunk by Six. We are going to be listening to the title song from this here CD and take it as a bit of advice as to how to conduct yourself on New Year's Eve. This is The Canadian Way, the year-end 2009 edition here on CITR FM 101.9. Thanks for listening.
Picking up chips, one half so and the other half there. That girl killing time.
kissing someone else's lips.